What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. A sensitive atmosphere for the sound, it seems, but praise the Lord, we will move along anyway. Waiting on the Lord. As I said when I came in late, what a great sermon illustration, waiting on the Lord. I'll tell you, I have a cat walking on the keyboard. I had a printer that I checked last night, and it printed fine. And this morning, not so fine. Then I had to find the right buttons to clean the heads. I was close to just giving up. I can send it on the email. I'll figure out the paper later. Speaking of the paper, you know, we give out about 6,000 devotions a year to the jail. You know? Yeah, 125 a week, and they go. Sometimes I have several stacks. I just keep putting them out there. And now I'm getting low again because I'm getting down to just a week instead of having 5 weeks lined out. It's pretty good. When I have 5 weeks lined out, I sometimes just start at one end and I say, okay, for those of you who weren't here, this was this, this was this, this was this, this was this. For those of you who were here, I'm sure you remember it completely. They look at me like, no. It's a good reminder for me. In fact, a lot of times while I'm waiting for pods to come, I read the devotion. I think, gee, did I write that? That's a good point. I need to use that one. No, it's God is so good. Well, we give out 125 daily breads four times a year. So we give out 500 daily breads, I think, every 3 months. That's four times 125. That's 500, yes. So, yeah. But that means that there's 500 people that have a daily bread. There are 6,000 who have the devotions. A lot of them, last week, this one guy came in and he said, I keep them by number. This isn't the right number. He was right. You know, I said, I'll get that fixed. So I went through all of them. I just scratched out the number and put on the right one because I had 4326. It's supposed to be 4425, but sometimes I just look and why do I do that? I don't know. But it's fixable. You know, and that's the thing. Why do we do some of the things that we do? We don't know, but it's fixable with the Lord. You know, it's fixable. God's a fixer. He said, without me, you can't do anything. Or you can do nothing. Whichever one, back a little bit ago, we said, we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. We've got to do something. You know, well, we've got to trust the Lord. I know that the news for a while, they were tipping over because of what New York did, electing a socialist, communist, Muslim who hates people, hates you, and he hates me. And that's not good. But you know, I had this thought about a scripture. I'm not a Revelation guy too much as far as knowing much, but there is a place where it talks about Babylon the Great has fallen. I remember David Wilkerson talking about New York City. You know, and my prayer is, okay, we're putting a hedge around that place that demon can't get out. We're putting a hedge around that. We're thanking God that things are being exposed and that people are going to have to say enough is enough. You know? that we're gonna take a lesson from Europe, who has said, "Whoa, this is a bad deal. We're gonna put a stop to this," you know, and we're gonna put a stop to it, and we're gonna put a stop to it in prayer. We're gonna say, "Lord, hedge that in. That demon can't get out. Those demons are hedged in." And we plead the blood of Jesus over it, and so the demons die there, and there's a great revival there. You know? But we're not going to worry about it. Amen. We're not going to fear it. We're not going to throw in the towel. Oh man, we had a big loss. I have to tell you something. New York doesn't decide what we do here. New York and California are kind of two crumbling pillars on either coast that are revealing the dangers of woke the most. You know? But we don't give up on them. There's a lot of people. Revival. There's like 30 million people between two cities or counties or whatever, however it works, that need to be saved. But we're not worried about it. We're not afraid of it. Oh, what are we going to do? The sky is falling. The sky is not falling. But this thing is echoing. And does it bother you? Is it okay? Maybe it's just echoing in my ear. I'll take this one out too and see. It is more friendly without being able to hear it. Just kidding. No. Anyway, you know, so I'm singing, "We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and we will not faint. For the Lord goes out before us and his joy will be our strength. We'll mount up with wings as eagles. As our spirits start to soar, we will come into his presence and wait upon the Lord." And while I'm singing that in the jail, I'm thinking, when we wait, we don't wait on things. We don't wait on desires. We don't wait. We wait on the Lord. When we wait on the Lord, we mount up with wings as eagles. When we wait on the Lord, we run and we don't grow weary. When we wait on the Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we wait on the Lord, no matter what it is, we don't like waiting, but when we're waiting with and we're waiting on the Lord. Okay? So when we wait on the Lord, we wait on what cannot fail. We wait on who is always present. We wait on the one that has all the answers. We wait on the one that says, "Just wait on the Lord." We wait on the one that says, "Draw near to me, I'll draw near to you." So when we wait, instead of allowing our impatience to distort our vision, wait. When we wait on the Lord. So whatever it is, we wait on the Lord. We wait on the Comforter. We wait on the Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. We are not as those who have no hope. We wait on the Lord, no matter what it is. We can shift that waiting the Lord. We can receive his comfort. We can receive his wisdom. We can replace our impatience with, "Man, it's good to be here, Lord." We can. Is it going to be easy? Is it always going to be happening instantaneously? No, but as we practice, "I'm no longer a slave to fear, I am a child of God." Perfect. The Lion of Judah. You know? We don't have to. Don't worry, the Lord says. Don't worry. Are you kidding me? No, he's not kidding. Don't worry. I'm not a slave to fear. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I am. I'm a child of God. That's all there is to it. That covers everything, doesn't it? I'm a child of God. Right? I don't have to be afraid. My daddy's near. When we wait on the Lord. And so, as I say, how we wait depends on who we're waiting for. What are you waiting for? Anybody that's never heard that, what are you waiting for? I told you to do that. What are you waiting for? You mean it? I saw that 1,000 times substituting for high schoolers. Okay, let's do this. What are you waiting for? Oh, you really think we should? No, I don't think you should. I think you should. Let's do this. What are you waiting for? Or we'll just stick with the high school students. 5 minutes before the bell rings, they start lining up by the door, waving at the people walking by that haven't even waited. They're still going down the hall. Maybe, hopefully, maybe things have changed now. But, you know, it's like I said, the bell hasn't rung yet. Well, we always do this. It's not in my notes. You know, give them 15 minutes to just do nothing, and then give them 5 minutes early to get to the door. They've got things to do. No, that it doesn't say that, but that's what they think. You know, wait for it. Just wait for it. Vicky had a young man. He's actually visited here. Vicky had a young man when she came to help me so that I could go and deliver meals, I think, or something like that. That kid changed the clock.
That was in the old school.
Changed the clock on her. And she's been holding a grudge all this time. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Wait. I can't wait. I don't want to wait. We're going to be, you know, I mean, the one time in their lives, we'll just stick with those kids, the one time in their lives that they didn't want to be late, you know. Probably been out changes, you know. I hate waiting. Anybody ever heard that? Maybe somebody said that. I hate waiting. I don't like to wait. We had people in our family that were so consistently late that we would tell them an early time in hopes that they would get there on time. A couple of times it actually worked. Some of you need to give about a 2-hour early time. We had one in our family, when I was growing up, they just planned on them being late. No matter what time they told them. The mom would come in, sorry we're late. Like, big surprise, you know. But she was sincere. She was sorry they were late, and we knew what she had to hurt, so it wasn't so bad. You know? But, you know, we don't like it. We don't have great feelings about waiting, unless we can adjust our vision to what we're going to wait for. Wait upon the Lord. You know? When we pray, we know that He hears us, so then we're just waiting upon the Lord. If we're really waiting on the Lord, would we be anxious? Not really. He's pretty faithful, you know. There are just some things. I mean, there's things that interfere with what the Lord is doing, but that doesn't change that we're waiting on the Lord. We will wait wait upon the Lord. In his presence, there's a lot of wringing on the hands and frowns on the faces. No, no, that's right. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. There just is. So maybe we're waiting and we got a little hand wringing going, and maybe we got a little scowl going, and then we say, just a second, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. I almost forgot. And the joy returns. You know, the joy returns. A friend of ours, Murray, he used to tell stories. And everything that he said wasn't funny, but it would sure entertain him. He would be telling a story, and then all of a sudden, I think he just thought of something that might be funnier, but he... Then he'd say something. It wasn't funny. But he laughed enough that you just joined him in with it, you know? It was like, just, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, remember and never forget. Is it Psalm 91? One that says, 121 maybe. I will look into the hills. From whence comes my help? Ah, my help comes from the Lord. And then it goes on to say all that the Lord does, all of those promises of God, you know. Heals my diseases, he delivers me, you know. An election doesn't make our lives, an election can't ruin our lives. Like some people, oh, we thought we had everything solved. We got a good boost when we got the election of President Trump. It was a good boost. But that doesn't make the devil go, oh my, I guess I'll give up on all my other plans. No, the devil says, that's okay, because I still got, like when God told Jeremiah, I've got 4,000, or no, Elijah, I've got 7,000 that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. Still got some. The demon says, I still got some. I'll just get my demons busy. But who wins when the devil and God collide? God does. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will pray, but we will wait. We will pray and we will rejoice. We will pray and we will believe. So while we wait, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When Charlie Kirk was murdered, you know, his wife and that ministry, they just said, he ain't stopping us. And hundreds of thousands said, whoa, we know what team we want to be on. And so we rejoice in the midst of sorrow. We wait upon the Lord. We anticipate the Lord. We're really not waiting like it's going to take him a long time to come. He comes. We know that he does. Like you said, open yourself to the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's here. He hangs out here. He hangs out everywhere. He just does. You remember the young man that came to visit a week ago, 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, you know. And he came to visit again Monday. Well, he was a serious mess. Praise God he came. We fixed up his mess. He slept in the presence of the Holy Spirit. He slept downstairs. He went back to work, and he was working. I was getting up way too early to make sure that he made the bus, you know. But it was great. And by Friday, after I got out of jail, we moved him into the terrace in Pier. That's a sweet place, man. Nice bed, clean sheets, you know. And now instead of what he was doing, he hangs out with his son. He said, I think I need my son more than I need a woman in my life. I said, then maybe you can wait for a good one. But the point is he was, it was a transformation from Monday afternoon to Friday night. That's God. That's God. When we come to the Lord. Actually, he said, well, he said, I could go to jail. I wouldn't be homeless if I went to jail. I said, seriously, we're going to go there. I don't want to go to jail. At least I have a place then. The kid's a hard worker, makes good money. All he's got to do is spend it right. I picked him up from his place of work Friday after I got out of jail. We drove to the bank. He got his cash. We went and waited at the place, and he paid his rent. And now he's taken care of. You know? That's what the Lord does for us. He takes care of us. He takes care of us, and we can be sure that he will take care of us. Vicki and I sort of had a plan. Vicki really had the plan. You know, sometimes I'm a little leery about, you know, is what, you know, I might offer us wrongly sometimes, but no, she was leading the pack in this one. We got to do this, got to do that. I said, whoa, honey, we're not adopting him, okay? We're just going to take care of him. She was in mama mode. Yeah, bless her heart, but because of that, and then the manager of the terrace, when I called, he said, I just rented 6 places. I don't have any. Checked with him again. I do have one. And then it was pretty much of a thing, just go ahead and bring him. I'll find a place for him. If favor with the guy. That's God. God makes a way. And that's the thing that we have to, when we are waiting with the Lord, we need to speak those things that are not as though they are. We need to speak the truth about the situation and not allow ourselves off into, oh, what are we going to do? It's not going to work. I don't know what's going to happen. You know? We just have to put our trust in the Lord. When the sheriff found out that this young man was at our house, he said, he can't be in this town. She said, we can't be in this town. So, well, you and Vicki are big people. You can figure it out for yourself. But she was not happy. And so when everything was all done, I said, he's got a place and everything. I just got a thumbs up, you know. Yeah, I know I'm all for this second chances, and I'm all for, you know, but I know that guy. That's a, you know, so I do too. But God's able, you see, we don't give in to that. We don't go, oh, okay, I'll drive him out to the corner and put him hitchhiking. That wasn't what God wanted. It wasn't what God wanted. No, actually, they picked him up and, I don't know. He made it to work another day. He got favor from his boss. He forgot to turn in his hours, and the boss gave him 2 checks this week, so he had that. And gave him an extra hour because he works hard. He's a hard worker. He wants him to be back. He saw the difference between Monday, or Tuesday when he went back to work, and Friday. God makes a difference. He makes a difference so we can wait upon the Lord. We can learn to wait upon the Lord. We wait with the Lord because His joy will be our strength. And so no matter what comes up, the sky ain't falling. You know? It's not. It's just how we wait, who we wait for, where we turn. Who do we turn to? We turn to the Lord. We just turn to the Lord. Doesn't matter what it is, we turn to the Lord. But I've been waiting so long. If you've been waiting so long, you've been waiting without the Lord. You've been waiting. And your joy is upon the outcome, not upon the Lord. Now, don't take that wrong. I'm just, it's a suggestion, okay? You don't have to do it this way. But if we're miserable in our waiting, it's because we're miserably waiting. And I don't like miserable. You really don't like miserable either. No, we don't like it. And so there's a way that seems right unto man, and it ends in destruction. But with God, all things are possible. And so we'll be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You know, things come to my mind. It isn't. Okay, the Word of God is not information. It's not information. If people read the Word and they get information, it's transformation. See? As if people keep the Word of God in the information category, the knowledge puffeth up. If it's just information, I know all that. I don't know how many years ago there was a gal came to the church, prayed for. Prayer wasn't even done before she was speaking unbelief, before she was speaking like, I doubt that did any good, before she was saying those things. I said, you know, you just need to trust God. She said, I do trust God. I said, no, you don't trust God. If you did trust God, you wouldn't be talking that way. Well, I know God can do things. That's information, isn't it? She needed transformation. Unfortunately, all she got out of it was, he's a mean pastor. He told me I didn't trust God. I told you the truth. You know? The Word of God is not just information. It's good to get the information, but if you don't allow it to make the transformation, it's just information. And information doesn't do a thing. You just saw a miracle happen there. Because I found it in my journal. That's a miracle. I'm serious. I don't care. You don't have to believe me. But I call it a miracle. It is alive and it's powerful and it is able. The Word of God is able. To do abundantly above and beyond anything we can hope or imagine, but if all it is information, we follow it's able to do abundantly above and beyond whatever we can hope or imagine, but it hasn't worked for me so far. That's like editing the text. Sometimes when I finish up a devotion, they want to change what I say. So there I am talking to a screen. Say, I don't want to do it your way. And so when that comes up, I click on it, I click it off so that they can't do it that way. I get down to the bottom of the page, that same one comes up again. And I tell it the same thing. I don't want to do it your way. Click. I'm going to print it my way. If I can get the printer to work. But you know, the Word of God is not information. When it, get the, understand this, when all it is information, there's never a transformation. It's knowledge. Yeah, I know that. I've heard that before. I even tried it once. All of those kind of things just dispel the truth. It is what he says. And so we go back to the truth. And so when we wait with the Lord more than we wait on the Lord. And we enjoy the presence of the Lord while we wait. And sometimes if you're just waiting with the Lord, you forget what you're waiting for. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And God is so good. I had an old phone, and so my old phone, I charged it up so that he would have an alarm while I was staying here. And then I remembered late at night, oops, I didn't turn the alarm on for him today because it's locked up in my phone and I have to turn it on and turn on the alarm. Now, a smarter person than me, quite possibly would have have it go off every day. But I turned it on for a day, but that day I didn't turn it on for a day, which meant I was going to have to be up in time to go over and tell him to get up. And so I did, and he was up, and I get a lot done if I'm up at 5:30 in the morning. A lot done. You know, I actually kind of liked it, but I kind of wanted to sleep too. That day, of course, I was waiting for the time to go and wake him up, so I was up at 4, 4:15, 4:30. But thanks be to God, I went back to sleep at about 5:30, but God woke me up in time to do it. Hallelujah, I'm running across, praise the Lord, thank you, Lord, because, you know, I could have slept. So I give, that's got to be God. That's got to be God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. That's not information, that's transformation. We have the answer. We do. And we have a way that is God's way. And all we have to do is apply it. We just have to apply it. And we will run and not grow weary. We will walk, and we will not faint, because we know that the Lord goes out before us, and his joy will be our strength, and our natural mind thinks about when, you know. When Joshua first told me that he was no longer a Christian, I assumed, and I pretty much, I didn't. I just assumed that when he was 30, he'd be back, because it took me till I was 30. Well, he's 42. So now I'll go 1 year at a time when he's 42. 42 and one more day. You know? But I don't ever have to have the urge, Lord, what are you doing? I've been waiting on you. No. I'm waiting with him. He comforts. He encourages. He provides. He does so much for us all. He does so much that we have so much that we can turn to that says, oh yeah, God did this. God can do that. And when I was singing that song at the jail on Friday, that thought just dropped into my head from God. When we wait upon the Lord. See, He's the whole thing. We wait upon the Lord. We don't have another target that we ask Him to take care of us while we wait for that target. No, we wait upon the Lord. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Can He? Will He? Does He? We get lifted up. We get lifted up. We get lifted up whenever we praise the Lord. Let God lift you up. Thank you. I'm always happy to have it.
Anybody else? So I have
these. See, look at that. Thinking about the Lord just has us passing out treats. How about that? Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for truly waiting upon the Lord is like not having to wait at all. Because you suddenly are there. Not so much that you haven't been there, it's that our eyes are opened to see that. Jimmy Swaggart used to sing, He was there all the time, patiently waiting for me just to give Him a sign. Take that back. That was me that sang that. He was there all the time. I thought those words sounded familiar. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your transforming word. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings that are beyond, above, perfect in every way. I thank you, Lord, for these, your faithful children who are no longer slaves to fear, but are children of God. And we pray for your word that goes out and accomplishes that which you send it out for. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every single person that hears and every single person that reads. And we thank you for those that are in prison. And thank you for those in Africa. And we thank you for those in the Philippines. And we thank you for those in Guatemala. We just thank you, Lord, that we get to be a part of all that you're doing all around the world. And we thank you that you have bound the devil in New York. And we plead the blood of Jesus all over in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.